You don't often have two prominent chamber ensembles touring together as one act. That happens to be the case as the Enso String Quartet, based in New York City, teams with the Boston Brass to present a program of music written about Shakespeare's lovers. Arts Weekly's Roger Duvall talked with Richard Belcher of the Enso Quartet about how the group got started and how this particular program came about.
We got started when I came over from New Zealand to study at Yale, and I was put into string quartet for chamber music credit with Maureen Nelson, the first violinist. And we really loved playing quartet together. And when we graduated, we wanted to continue. And so we were encouraged by the Tokyo Quartet, who were coaching at Yale. And we got some concerts outside of university. And we spent 2 years in Illinois studying with the Vermeer Quartet. And then we were 5 years down in Houston, Texas, basically based at Rice University during that time, before we moved back northeast to Manhattan.
Talk about this program you'll be doing at Center College. A little unique, a string quartet with the brass ensemble. Whose idea was this to put this together and to do the Romeo and Juliet theme?
We have to give credit to Boston Brass for that. It's their program. They first did overseas in Singapore a couple of years ago with a quartet over there. But it's a fantastic program, all based on, as the title suggests, Notes from the Balcony. It's based on Romeo and Juliet. Prokofiev wrote a wonderful piece for orchestra, and that's been arranged for this ensemble of a brass quintet and string quartet plus percussion. And then instead of it just being Romeo and Juliet, we've also got Bernstein's West Side Story, an arrangement for the same ensemble. And then Elvis Costello, Juliet Letters, he wrote quite a lot of songs, I think back in the 80s, and they're all sort of letters inspired by the Romeo and Juliet story.
I don't know what I would do if this letter should fall into other hands than it should pass through. For other eyes.
It's really a very cool program, and it features both the brass quintet and the string quartet separately, as well as most of the program being together. It's music that we've all loved for a long time now and that we don't usually get to play. And so it's a really fun thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really cool program, and hopefully the audience is going to love it.
You've also done something a little out of the ordinary as far as financing one of your recordings, or at least one of your recent recordings. Tell me more about that. You used a Kickstarter campaign, right?
Yes, that's right. It took a long time for us to figure out exactly what we were going to try to raise. So basically, we wanted to cover expenses, and there are certain costs, engineers' fees and production fees and things like that, that we wanted to both get awareness of the recording and at the same time help fund the project. And so we looked into that and ended up going for it, and were thrilled that it was successful. And it's an ongoing thing. It's an exciting process.
Arts Weekly's Roger Duvall talking with the cellist Richard Belcher with the Enso String Quartet. The quartet will be teaming up with the Boston Brass to present a program of music inspired by Romeo and Juliet next Friday at the Norton Center for the Arts in Danville.